Welcome to another Buzz Marketing for Technology podcast. I'm your host, Paul Dunay, publisher of the blog, and today I'm sitting with Robert Lesser, president of Direct Impact Marketing. Now, Robert and I met back at the Marketing Sherpa event in November in San Francisco, and Robert was presenting some research, some interesting research on lead gen tools. And Robert, maybe you want to cover that just a little bit.
Yeah, that's right, Paul. We're in the business of lead generation, and as we conducted many programs with our clients, we uncovered many interesting and unique tools, and we thought that it might be worthwhile to conduct some research rather than on general demand generation, but actually in a very pragmatic fashion, to go out and talk to people about what tools they were using and how they were using them. And so that was the subject of the presentation that I had made in Boston and San Francisco for the Marketing Sherpa Demand Generations. One of the interesting things, which of course leads us to today's podcast, is that within that research, we uncovered an interesting trend, and that was that the tools that B2B marketers were favoring were those that had an interactive component. And no, I'm not saying just Web 2.0. I'm actually broadening it to any tool that might encourage a dialogue between that company and their target audience. And so this extended, of course, from the Web 2.0 type of tools like blogs and webcasts, but also to tools such as email marketing and webcasts.
Right. So what was interesting about that to me was sort of the frontier of doing this around new emerging tools, RSS, blogs, podcasts, etc. Of course, then the next day I was presenting exactly that, how to leverage RSS, how to leverage blogs and podcasts, you know, to create buzz for your organization. And how did we get to this project anyway?
Well, Paul, I was sitting in the back of the conference hall and listening to your presentation.
Right.
And I heard my name being beckoned, and I looked up, and before I knew it, you were volunteering me for a further round of research. I think that was it, Paul.
Ah, yes, I remember. Well, anyway, all good kidding aside, Robert and I decided to team up and to create a survey of Web 2.0 tools. We did this as a marketer. The issue is not necessarily adoption, it's which tool do you need to go to? I mean, did you see that in your research on lead gen tools?
Yeah, certainly there was that interest for many folks to understand not just what they should do, but what tool they should use in order to do it. I think as you know, we're both B2B marketers ourselves, Paul, and I think that when you talk to B2B marketer, they're just typically overwhelmed. They have lack of resource, and any way that they can get some insights, and like the research we provided, that's really helpful for them.
Right. So I think half the battle is knowing what is the most popular tool so you know where to go to as a marketer. I know that this is the most popular podcasting tool, and that's the one I'm going to use. Because the buzz tactic itself is fun. You need to get in there. You need to experiment with it. It's the strategy part that's hard. And I think what's complicating matters is you've got a lack of adoption because people don't know exactly what's the right tool, and therefore they don't know how to jump in, and therefore they can't create the strategy. So if we eliminate the first couple of pieces of here's the right tool for this right tactic, then you can focus as a marketer on creating your strategy, connecting it to greater strategy of the company. Would you say that's a fair hypothesis,
Robert? Yeah, I would agree, Paul, yeah.
Great. So I guess what we're looking for you to do from listening to this podcast is to join in the conversation. I think Robert said it best. You called it the wiki of Web 2.0 tools. It's not necessarily going to be a wiki, per se, but it will be a directory of the finest tools as voted by fellow marketers who are using those particular tools. So if you're struggling with the question, what is the most popular podcasting tool, we're going to bring you that answer. And where are we going to put that answer, by the way, Robert?
That will be on leadgentools.com, that website. And there will be a special section featuring this research. And, Paul, did you want to talk about how folks will be able to access the survey?
Sure. We bought a URL, web2otoolssurvey.com. This is where you can go and join in the discussion. Tell us what is your favorite tool, be it for blogging, be it for podcasting, be it for video casting, for wikis, for social networks, for RSS. We're going to demystify all of this for you, and we really would appreciate your help. Robert, any other words?
Well, yeah, I think the benefit I think that people will find with this directory, first of all, it's free, so it is open access to those that participate. We will be, of course, for those that do respond, we'll be providing them with a little bit of a kicker in terms of some further analysis and results. But the directory of tools will be available to everyone. I think the thing that I found, as well as people that I've talked to, is that they're going, wow, I never knew a tool like that existed, or I never knew there were that many different tools available in that one category. So I think you'll be surprised, especially in a lot of these emerging media, Web 2.0 media, as to what's being used. And many of them are either very affordable or cheap. And so, as we say, the more information, the merrier.
Excellent. So our goal is to deliver back to you a list of these tools that will appear on leadgentools.com for your own reference. And we're going to be choosing a few people that are taking the survey to do some selected podcasts with, so we can understand better what you're doing with the tool, so that we can play that out to the greater audience as well. So, again, this is an open survey. It is very much in the spirit and ethos of Web 2.0, and we would love to have as much participation as we can get, so that we can further inform and accelerate the pace and adoption of these tools by bringing this information to you.